Welcome to Trigger Warning Podcast, the podcast where we create a safe space for open, honest conversations about personal development and wellness, spirituality, and holistic living. Join us as we delve into topics that are often deemed taboo or triggering while we foster a community where vulnerability is celebrated and growth is nurtured. Get ready to explore the depths of mind, body, and spirit on this journey toward personal enlightenment and collective healing. So grab a drink, have a seat, and come join us.
Sound like they go off
Hey,
TikTok and
hey.
be
Okay, we are back, and listen, life is lifing right now. And
Life
I'm
is
also, if y'all see me switching, it's because I'm on TikTok Live. And but welcome, welcome, welcome to the Trigger Warning Podcast. And this week we are talking about imposter syndrome and perfection.
along with
But
retrograde. I was hating.
oh, not you gonna bring up the retrograde. Oh Lord. Okay.
I'm definitely gonna bring up the retrograde because it's doing what it's supposed to do. It is clearing out space of people, and everything else. So
Look,
let's
like
go, baby.
people, places, and things. Okay. This
Exhausted.
retrograde is out here tripping a lot of people up. And for those that do not know, the retrograde, and I'm not that, astrology is not my thing, okay? But the retrograde is when Mercury, well, the Mercury retrograde, Mercury, and what, the moon, right? Is like aligned in a way it
It's
looks
going
like
to.
the planet is going backwards. So they say that the energy shifts and it really affects a lot of things. A lot of people tend to say that it's a negative connotation with it. I feel like more people know it just from social media and TikTok. Like people be like, oh, the retrograde, blaming everything on retrograde. Listen, don't be blaming your behavior
I'm
your
retrograde.
and your patterns on the retrograde. All right. But yeah, so it shifts a lot of things. A lot of people say it affects communication and relationships, because a lot of like it because it appears that it's going in the opposite direction, that they'll say people from your past will come back, and I ain't gonna lie, that happens as well. It is definitely a strong energy right now. When I talk to
It
like my friends and stuff, a lot of people are saying that a lot of big things are happening to people at this time. So yeah, I mean, we just how are you? How are you doing out here? And welcome, welcome, welcome to the room, y'all. Oh, we lost her. It's all right. We're gonna come back. How is everybody feeling? 'Cause life is lifing, but we're navigating, right?
He literally booted me off.
I see, I see. All right, we still here.
Hey, this retrograde. It is a technology in the retrograde. I didn't even touch nothing, yo. Like, we're doing this podcast. I
Not
don't care.
no, not is that, oh, let me show you.
Let me show you how real I am.
That's
Wow.
funny.
That's wow. Mom, sorry.
Sorry, we are
I'm back.
still here. We are still here. So, well, I was saying, I think that was when it cut you off. I said it's a lot is happening right now, but how are you?
Am better. I am doing way better than I was doing. Y'all seen the episode that will be coming out before this one? Baby, that was one of the most emotional episodes that we have had. I won't say that we will have because we are human, things happen. But I feel so much better. I have implemented different steps to help me. Am I still going through some of the same things or with some of the same people? Yeah. But again, some people are really being revealed to me during this retrograde. Like, A lot of it is the universe knocking me and the Most High knocking me against my head, like, ooh, 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 girl, we told you. You ain't wanna listen. And sometimes when you don't listen, they make it so unbearable that you have to detach from this person because it's just, it is what it is. You ain't wanna do it at your own free will and afford it, so.
And I feel that life is definitely lifing. Thank you for joining my life. That feels a little weird. Sorry, bouncing back and forth, but it's all
It's
right. We're
okay.
gonna get it together. Yeah, like a lot is happening. A lot is happening. Like it's a lot of stimulation, I would say. I have lost some connections that I like, people that I thought were like close friends, this past week, and today, like, lost the job, which I was quitting, but I was still trying to give myself some wiggle room. Like, I was planning on giving myself like a couple weeks before I like put in a notice, but due to like attendance, a fluke with the system. And it's showing that I had like time left and I didn't, apparently. And so, yeah, like that led to a separation. Had, yeah, like communication issues, like technology, all of the things. It's wild out here in these streets. Like, check on your friends, okay? Check on your friends. Some of us, we are not okay.
Not okay.
No, we're navigating, no, because that's life, right? Like, and we still showing up.
I'm gonna keep
showing
up.
It's my son's birthday today. Yeah,
go
son's
cut.
birthday
Happy
today,
birthday!
And we are still showing up.
Happy birthday, Poppy! Oh, it's your
Yes,
birthday.
yes, it is the little man's birthday. So, but yeah, but I mean, we're still grateful for the things that we have, right? Like. Because life is never going to stop lifing. So yeah, so let's get into it. Well, before we get into the episode, you know, we always talk about our wins and our lesson or trigger and our do for self. So do you have a win this week? We got to have a win. We got to start off with a
My
win
win
somewhere.
Is definitely me not reacting how I used to react to stuff. So let me turn my camera on for this. Hey, y'all. Hey.
Oh,
my
skin.
Okay. So, my win is definitely not reacting how I used to. A lot of people who know me and some who don't, I have a, what I've been told, explosive personality. Meaning, once I'm hit, something pisses me off, it ain't no stopping me. It's, oh, you, or it's whatever. I want to use my hands. Our shadow coach have told me not to use my hands. But that's how I used to be. I have been triggered a lot lately. My character has been played on, but guess what? I have not reacted. I literally just sitting there with a smile. I've been taking everything on the chin, like, okay, if that's how you feel, okay. I have been petty with the, it's okay, beloved. It's gonna get better, beloved. Like, it don't matter to me. I am so happy about that.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. A trigger besides my people playing on my top was a sexual assault thing. Somebody had brought something up, and basically it was something from the past on how someone basically tried to say, like, I set them up to be sexually assaulted. Like, why would I set someone up to be sexually assaulted? And I was I am a survivor. I never was a victim. I survived it.
Yeah.
So why would I set anybody up? That triggered me because this was from the past. And it was proven to be a lie and everything. But when somebody asked me about it, it sent me into a whirlwind. Like, bro, for real? You know? What did I do for myself?
Was that a person that you deemed as, like, a friend?
The person who brought it up is a very close friend of mine. But she did have a good reason to bring it up. Because somebody who was a part of it from years ago contacted her trying to be messy and set up a division. Okay, cup, I love a good cup. And set up the division. So it was nothing to do with her. You know, What did I do for myself? I didn't do much. I didn't do nothing for myself. And I'm gonna be honest, y'all probably gonna hear me say I didn't do nothing for myself for the next couple of weeks because my baby turns one next Saturday, and it's all about Big Daddy. So, I get him out the
I,
way.
but we could still find something to do for
We
ourselves,
can
man. I ain't
find
gonna let you
something, but
slide.
it ain't. I'm literally resting is what I can do for myself. Journaling is also what I've done. I can say that. I did journaling. I definitely did a lot of that. And that's what I implemented in my day to day to help me learn things and how to handle things. Okay, crystals. Act like a pendulum today. My energy is good because it's not going away from me or going like that. It's coming to me. But that's it. What's your win, your trigger, and bump that job? Because what I told you needed the break. You needed to
Yeah.
focus on Key and
Yeah.
Kai and
For
Kaylee
sure.
file before the new job. And the new job is in
Absolutely.
her profession, in her calling. That's what it's in. But go
Yeah.
ahead, girl.
Yeah. And I also didn't, I don't think that I gave that much credit to the fact that, like, how heavy I know it's going to be. You know, I know that it's going to be, I mean, it's crisis line. So literally everybody that speaks, it's going to be, you know, on in crisis. So I know it's going to be a lot. So I definitely am embracing this change, this flow, this transition. And yeah, we just gonna flow with it because your girl still got school, your girl still got the podcast, your girl still got the coaching program that's launching in October, and
Yay!
still got the babies. Like, we have a lot of things happening. So yeah, I'm definitely just embracing and flowing like water. So yeah, the win is, I mean, yeah, I would just say we have the same win. It is responding. I even had, look, I had a call today early this morning, like 7 a.m. This man, he came in on 25, okay? Not 10, 25. Like, he was cussing everybody out. Like, before I even answered the phone, he was just like not trying to be solution focused. And I'm like, well, sir, I would love to help you, but I need you to stop. I need you to be a little more respectful in how you speak, because he was dropping all kinds of F-bombs and threatening folks and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, well, sir, like, I understand that you've had these troubles up until this point, but I'm trying to help you. Let me help you. Oh, it just got to the point. I said, you know what? It's a wonderful day to get fired. Already knew I had the meeting, you know, at the end of my shift. So I'm like, it's a beautiful day to get fired. You got the right one. But I still stayed in the energy of just like, I'm not about to let you just lower my vibration, you know? Like, and that's what I tell people, like, when you find that level of emotional intelligence and that inner peace, a lot of stuff does not touch you. A lot of things just kind of bypass you. Now in my head is my, like, the one shoulder, like, you got the right one, you know? But the more healed version of Kiki was like, poor Ting Ting, you know? Like, and do you really think, like, is this gonna get you what you want? You know, like, I really empathize with them. So yeah, that's definitely a win for me. As far as a trigger, I mean, I'm triggered like every freaking day. Like, pick one. Yeah, I'll say the losing the friend. That was definitely triggering for me. Because, you know, I'm big on communication. Like, if you find something that you think, like, if I made you feel some type of way, if whatever the case may be, right? If you think, like, Kiki, I think you really kind of messed this up over here, tell me. Because I'm the queen of, like, I will hold myself accountable. And I
That
love
way.
constructive feedback. Like, of course, sometimes it's uncomfortable because I want to, you know what I mean? Like, we want to show up in a certain energy. So, like, when we kind of fall short in certain areas, of course, it's going to be uncomfortable. But I don't shy away from getting feedback in any area of my life. So, for a person that I deemed as a friend, like I said, to just shut me out completely. Like I messaged
Right.
multiple times and you don't respond, and it's like we were just kicking it. Like we like what, you know what I mean? Like what's going on? That was a little difficult for me. I am in a space in my life where I allow people to show up exactly as they are. However, it's still a challenge because I'm human and I thought you were a friend. You know what I mean? Like just say
Right.
like, hey, if you need some space, like say, Kiki, this was a
I
lot.
need space.
I need
Right.
space. Or hey, like I gotta create this boundary. Like whatever that looks like for you, but speak that. I have a real issue with people that just shut down. And I can't make nobody talk, but it was just like I found myself going into this like kind of like loophole of negative thoughts of like, well, maybe I should have shifted this, or you know, like may like no. Guess what? Because you know who you are, you know how you show up, and what could you do? You know what I mean? Like you can't make nobody talk. So, I mean, that was a win and a lesson. Because it took some
But
time, and I kept getting on myself because as I would have these loops of, damn, like this is effed up. Like you know what I mean? And I'm just kind of being, sad about it in general, you know. I kept getting down on myself even more because I'm like, dang, and you like the fact that you're constantly repeating these thoughts, like I was judging myself for that. But I realized that this was a big moment for me that the self-actualization, when we become we when we can realize we get to this deeper space of healing, it's not because we don't have those thoughts, those loops that we get stuck in of those like, you know, self-limiting beliefs, if you will. It's the fact that we can coach ourselves through it. It's the fact that when we have those, I did do that. Like I was like, all right, Kiki, like it's okay to feel that. Like it's
The
valid.
all the things.
However, we're not gonna get lost in it. We're not gonna change who we are as people or as a friend. Like everybody can't come in our transitions. And it's not saying that she's a bad person. And she ain't saying necessarily that I'm a bad person. We're just right now, we're just not in alignment. And that's okay.
And that's okay. We have to learn that it's okay.
So I feel like, you know, I still haven't heard. I don't know what the issue is, and that's okay.
And you okay with it? As long as you're okay with it. And it
Yeah, I
hurts.
mean it took like a good week to get to that point. It took a good week, but like yeah, it's fine.
Friendship breakups hurt worse than relationship
Listen and do, because what? Like I thought we were better than this.
breakups.
But it's okay. I still wish everyone the best, you know? It just is what it is. But as you say, we move, right? So
We
yeah.
move.
That and do for self. I did get my massage because it had been a while and I got my massage and
How did it feel?
acupuncture. It was amazing. Like I fell asleep. I
Oh
fell
yeah, you feel
asleep.
good.
So yes, it was good. Okay. So let's get into the episode. Are you still moving about?
No, I ain't moving. I'm serious here.
No. Where are your video at then? I want to see you.
Oh yeah.
We said in what is perfectionism and imposter syndrome. That actually was a little bit of what I was going through. So, okay, what would you say? How would you explain imposter syndrome to somebody?
Imposter syndrome, being someone that you are not, being someone that you may dream to be, break it out even easier. Basically, imposter syndrome is, say you have a favorite celebrity, you want to be just like them. You want to do the stuff just like them. That's not being authentically you. And as you impose, that's it.
Oh, it kind of cut out. You say you,
Oh.
what was the last part?
You're posing as someone else that you really aren't, so you're not being authentic at all.
Yeah.
What's your take on it?
So So I agree, and I think it can show up in a lot of different ways in our life. For me, I'll say like I would relate it to you having this like doubt about yourself and your abilities and who you are. So not only like that you can do it, but like for me, for instance, this is what shied me away from TikTok for a long time because I was like, I know I'm a good coach. I know I have the education to back me up, you know, like years of education. But because of my past traumas, my childhood traumas, that led to certain like self-limiting beliefs, that led to imposter syndrome where I'm constantly telling myself these thoughts that like, girl, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you gonna go live on TikTok? What you gonna say? You don't know what you like. Who are you?
Anybody gonna listen to you?
Ain't nobody gonna listen to you. You're not gonna get the clients. You're not. And I attract exactly who I need to attract.
And who you will need to work with, and in the divine timing that you're supposed to work with them.
Absolutely. So yeah, like, but I do think that, yeah, like I mean, and that's why I think we talked about like with perfectionism kind of going with this because I know my childhood. Let's take this back. So, I feel like when I was a child, and this is what led to certain behaviors and things like having OCD. Because you want things in a certain way, because you want to control things. So I feel like a lot of people that have, like, both of us have, like, sexual traumas, felt out of control. We didn't feel like we had control. So therefore, we create safety mechanisms in the form of certain things that are related to, like the OCD and stuff, like, or perfectionism, because we're trying to get aspects of our life to feel like we're in control. Do you feel that that's like where that comes from a little bit?
Yeah, I have a thing where in certain aspects of my life, I have to be in control. I cannot take away control. Once I feel powerless in certain situations, it's just like, do I even want to be here?
Yeah.
Like, for what? Yeah,
That's
that's
deep.
wild.
That's deep. Because that's the times, and I've, as they say, like, SI, like ideations and so forth. Like, when I think about the times, because I have, I didn't really actually want to not be here, but in that space, it felt like this is the resolution, right? Like, maybe it'll be
Right.
easier for the people
It'd
I
be
know.
easier for me. Right.
I didn't really want to go through with it, but that was just my thinking pattern. But when I was in that space, it usually was because it was just like I felt like I just was not in control. And then that led to even other things, like, not only the perfectionism, because I was like, since I was a kid, I'm getting straight A's. I'm getting all like, I'm overachieving, a high achiever. But that is only because I was trying to overcompensate for
For everything else.
everything else. Even when it comes to cleaning my house, like it got to the point like that was a hobby. That was just what I did. Like, and that was me cleaning stuff. I can physically see a problem being solved. I see, and that's like if everything in my life is going like the fire is burning my house down, but I'm cleaning. So it's okay. If my
Right.
space in my home is it looks okay, I'm like, I might be able to make it a little further. I might be able to make it another day. And I had to get to the point of training myself to leave dishes in the sink. Like it would be just a few dishes. And it was so hard. Because I was just like that control. Like I'm like everything has to be tidy and neat because everything else in my life is chaos. This can't be chaos. I
I was
can't
just
do
about to
this.
ask you, so how does that work with you now having a son, a baby? You already have a beautiful daughter,
But how does that work with you having a baby? Because for me, and my friend tells me all the time, like, yo, give yourself grace. You have a baby that's now walking, crawling, who's going to be into everything but a body bag, and you're freaking out because, oh my God, I just cleaned that up and all the toys over here. Oh, I can't sit down and clean because once you try to clean, or not sit down and clean, but once you try to clean, here he come like on your tail. So you can't do anything.
I think it's mainly mindset work. And I say that because I realize, now don't get me wrong, I still have moments, and especially when it comes to the little one, I think it's worse with my dog than my son. Because I look at him in his face and I'm like, oh, you just knocked the stuff down. You're so cute. Because it's like, he's a kid. He's going to do it, right? But I think it's really the mindset shift. I understand now that it's not the cleaning. It's not the items on the floor or the dishes in the sink. It's the belief that I have behind it. So when I say that, I'm not focused on, I'm not over here tripping and internally like screaming because something spilled on the floor. It's because something spilled on the floor and like whatever is happening, that I told myself, I created some type of story, not fact, but a story to say, like, you know, oh, you're a bad mom. Oh, you're just disgusting. Oh, this, like, it's the thoughts and the beliefs that I have, not the actual event. And once you kind of understand that, it kind of shifts your thinking. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not just an instantaneous, like, you know, 180 where you're just like, oh, okay, I can just have a messy house. And no, it takes intention and work, as all shadow work does, all personal development does. However, it's just more so understanding, like getting curious, like, where did this come from? What is the thought that I'm having? Where did this come from and why? And if you can address those three things, then you can kind of develop a little bit of a perspective shift, and you kind of get a little, you grow a little softer on yourself. You're not as hard on yourself because you understand there is a reason behind this. I'm not just crazy. I'm not just out here just OCD or whatever. Like, there is a actual psychological
Thing
like
behind it.
reasoning for this.
So let's get on. So, like, okay, with the perfectionist side, for myself, right? It's like I get so flustered. Like, why is this like this? Like, it could, like, I get, okay, so me being needing to be controlled or even a perfectionist, like, me not being able to get the home how I want it is annoying. To the point, it messes with my mental, like, and I can tell sometimes, like, when my mind is all over the place, because your house will show it. Now, I'm not saying my house is filthy, but, like, seeing all the baby toys all over the floor, I look at it, and, like, sometimes it's like, I'm just gonna close my eyes because it's gonna frustrate me. And it's gonna send me in a manic state of cleaning. Like, that's the perfectionist side of me. Like, let me just hurry up, get this done. Da, da. Like, some nights, I'm like, all right, I'm waiting till everybody go to sleep. Meaning the man and the baby, and I'm gonna clean up. So that's when it's gonna be easier for me to do. You know, like.
So let's dig into that a little bit then. So when you see all that stuff on the floor, what are the thoughts that are going on?
How did you let him get all this stuff out? Why did you give him all these items for him to take out and play with? Like, why? And I blame myself for everything. I'm like, girl, are you to blame? Like, you're working too. And I have to give myself grace for sure because I work at home with the about to be 1 year old. You still cook. I still cook. I still, you know, it's like, girl, and we do the podcast. And I have my nose ring fell out, y'all. And then I have other stuff that I do, as y'all know me, heard me say before. I'm in an organization, like, and now I am on the dead. But, like, I have stuff going on, so it's like, grace, you know? But it's like, okay, I always tell myself, well, let me plan this part of my day out. The perfectionist in me is like, okay, you plan out that part of the day, you're good to go. You know what I'm saying? Something always comes up that I cannot focus on that one thing that I said I was going to do. It's like, now I have this app on my phone and I don't even know the name of it. I'm going to find it for y'all. And it literally schedules out stuff in your day for you. Real talk. Like, okay, you could be doing this at this time. You could be doing this. You should be doing that. And it's like, how can you succeed? You really can't, but you can. And I'm like, does it get easier when I get older? Help me. You're a mom. I don't know. I just became a mom. This is guessing.
I'll say it's this, you know, and it doesn't necessarily get easier. It gets different. The phases get different. But going back to, let's, I'm just using that same example, the things on the floor. What if we didn't make it a problem? Like, what's gonna happen if the things stay on the floor? What's gonna happen? So
Nothing at
what if
all.
we don't make it a problem? What if we don't create like drama around this stuff, toys for this child who is enjoying himself, right? Like he's having the time of his life exploring and being creative and being free and expressive. And what if we shift the focus on that versus the after effect?
I like it. The focus could be shifted. Definitely. But then it's me that's just like, ah! All the time. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm
Listen,
like this.
I still do that.
Okay.
But with shifting and what we were talking about earlier, saying it's not that we're not gonna have those, it's the okay, let me reground. Where is this coming from? Do I need to stay in this energy? No? Okay, he's enjoying himself. So it's worth the cleanup. He's getting to express himself. So it's worth the cleanup. He feels safe enough to explore. It's worth the cleanup. Maybe I didn't have this. Maybe there is a part of me, maybe it's the inner child in me that's still, you know, is feeling the residual effects of not being able to fully be expressive and free and explore and be in that more creative energy. Maybe it's because I was so busy in a fight or flight and in living in survival mode, even as a child, that the inner child in me is ah, because it's like, hey, we can't really explore because guess what? We gotta keep our eyes on things. Like we gotta focus, we gotta pay
It's like
attention.
you're
Like
stuck
anything
in
might
fight or
happen.
flight. Yeah,
So
you're
what if
stuck
we
in
just
fight or
in that moment,
flight.
what if we recognize like, hey, and we tell our inner child like it's okay.
It's
It's
okay to
okay.
breathe. It's okay to
I
be
got
human. It's
you.
okay.
We're not in that space no more. And we can explore. And guess what? You know what? You know what? Matter of fact, let's kill two motherfucking birds with one stone, and I'm gonna get on this ground with you, and we're gonna play together and explore.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's a good way of looking at it. That's a hell of a way of looking at it. I still want this shit off my floor. But that's a good way.
And that's
It's a good way
okay.
of
We
looking at it.
still gonna pick it up. We still gonna pick
Yeah,
it
but
up.
it's like, yo,
But
you went from
maybe slowly but surely it'll be less of that internal like
yeah.
and it's only
Yeah,
gonna happen in
go.
steps. Like I promise you, it's gonna be baby steps. But you will get to a point where you're like if we walked into my son's room right now, you might ah.
But see, if it was in his room, I probably wouldn't even. It's in my living room. Well, my area where I work, and it's like, okay. But I have to tell myself, but you're working. So you have him right there with his playpen and everything. A playpen cannot be neat, baby. But babies don't even like playing in playpens. They want to be everywhere else but that. They want to play with everything else but that.
They want
But
freedom. They want space.
yeah.
But listen, what?
And
Okay,
I literally said, well, you know
who
what?
wants
That's
to
the perfection
challenge
thinking.
that thought though? Because even if you weren't working, what does that mean?
Right.
Like, we want him
Right.
to explore less, or just be limited to the one space?
Right. No,
No,
I don't.
that is a beautiful thing that he has that. Because there's babies out here that don't. That are in survival mode. Can't even get
Right.
a bottle of milk every few hours. Like,
That I get it. I definitely get it that way. Like, I never, I even felt bad, like how you know your baby's sleepy, so you know they have their cues. And the perfectionist in me want to be this perfect mom, okay? I don't want my baby to cry and da, 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 da. I will not put him in that bed. I don't like putting him in his crib and hearing him cry. Even though I know he's sleepy, he's gonna rub himself to sleep or whatever. Because when he'll get in the bed with me, like I took my lunch early, guess what he's doing? He literally rolls and girl, he's gonna do that in his own bed. You just don't want to hear the crying.
yeah.
So it's like,
I remember that. Ooh, I remember that. It's all mindset work, and you know that. Cause he's
And everybody
okay.
was like, he's not feeling
Okay.
like that. You're abandoning him. It's you that feels like that.
Yeah. I mean, he's gonna
I'm like,
cry.
yeah.
Like, naturally. That's him communicating. He said, I don't like this. But it's okay. He is okay.
Girl, I don't be feeling like it's okay. I'm like, that's
When
my
I,
baby.
but
I
listen,
don't
like I told you know, you didn't get to really experience it because, your girl wasn't outside too much. But I had a severe case of like postpartum anxiety. I never had that with Kaylee. Like, I don't know where the hell this came from. It was wild. But I couldn't. I'm walking outside and I'm like, I'm a drama baby. And he go like, I just crazy stuff. I'm walking away from the door when we go in the house, and I'm checking it, like looking back and checking that I locked it like 5 times, literally back to back. Like maybe I saw it wrong. Like, so the anxiety was bad. And when I tell you, like, yeah, I didn't have him, and he had his own room, but he was not barely in there because I needed to have eyes on him 24/7. And like it was to the point where I did need medication and everything. But when I started to, I was like, okay, I don't, and there's nothing wrong with this, because there's nothing wrong, but I did not want to be where my son was a certain age and him sleeping with me still. So I was like, okay, I got to the point where medication, and I listen, if you feel you need to take medication, take it. It doesn't have to be forever. I do like to be more holistic, but sometimes we need assistance, right? But I was just like, I don't wanna be in that space. So I said, you know what, we gonna shift this. So I started having him in the crib in the daytime. I did it in the daytime and just did it for little spurts. I would put him in his crib and he would cry. And when I tell you, like, it just because not only did I feel like it's challenging my motherhood, and I'm like, oh, I'm a bad mother for letting you cry, but I was also like, noises do something to me, like especially like high-pitched noises. So here you are with
Yes,
a
we
baby.
like oh.
Like, here you are with this baby. That's all they do is make those high-pitched noises. And so that was very challenging, to say the least. But I would start with just a couple minutes, and I would just what I would do was I would just go in there, check on them, and let them know, like, hey, you're okay. Mommy's here, da 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 da. And I think that was probably more so for me to make me feel better. But I was like, okay, I'm not gonna. I started to pick him up at first, but then I slowly was like, okay, I'll come in the room and say, hey, you're okay. Mommy's here, but this time I'm not picking you
Right.
up. And then I'll leave again. And of course, he kept crying. He kept crying. But eventually, he got to the point where he fell asleep.
Right.
And eventually, it got to the point where I started feeling a little more safe and a little more like regulated. Now, the crying and stuff is still gonna happen. It's, but it's okay.
It
And
works out.
taking baby steps to do it, baby steps are still progress. So
Right.
you find what it like if you gotta do it and you're trying to, and I'm not saying to do this, but if you feel that you want to, get to that point with him to where he's taking his naps in there or whatever, like, then maybe it's a matter of like, okay, you find something that's gonna light you up so that when he's in there crying, you are able to, like, if you listen to a certain song or watching a certain show, that you're just your mind is still kind of going
Somewhere
somewhere.
else.
Of course, you still gonna be attentive to your baby, but
I
like
be looking at the camera
I'm
like,
saying,
bro.
see, and that's not gonna help. You trying to train him to kind of like sleep, independently in his crib, and watching him on camera like is not going to help you to get where you want to be.
I know.
So we need to find another behavior to shift that.
So at night he was sleeping in his bed, but like for these past few nights he'd be crying, like he would cry like it after he'd been asleep for like 4 hours, and I'm like, "What you crying for, homeboy? You been asleep 4 hours in that bed?" Like some nights he'll sleep
Good
in his
sleep.
bed the whole night.
In that good sleep.
So, yeah, some nights he'll sleep. One night he was hollering at the top of his lungs. We walked in the room. He's sitting there looking at us like, "You couldn't come fast enough." So it's like, again, I'm trying to be the step of the imposter syndrome came in, and like, I want to be like the perfect mom that you see on the TV shows. And it's like, girl, that's not realistic. That's a script. Be for real.
But like you said, just showing
Be
yourself
for real.
grace. Because and I mean, you know what I say, like the self-awareness is the key to to unlocking everything anyway. So now that you have this awareness, and like you said, that is a good perspective shift. Of course, you still gonna want to clean up and stuff afterwards, but shifting that perspective to the fact that he is getting maybe what your inner child did not, and maybe allowing your inner child to participate and to get that healing now. Is slowly going to help you to react a little less to it, even if it's internally. Like,
But they said I was, my parents always like, to me, like, they was like, everybody came running, like, what's wrong? So it's like, But I also was a big independent child. I was overly independent, you could probably say. So I definitely get it. But oh my God, it's just,
this is a journey. Listen, the destination
everybody keeps
is
telling me,
the
when you have your
journey.
second child, everybody's like, you have your second child, trust me, you won't be like that.
I just seen a video. I'll have to send it to you. It was hilarious. This girl talking about, and I forgot what cartoon it was from, because, excuse me, because I don't watch it, but it she was like, her caption was, when you're trying to explain to everybody that you want a second child, but your first child who's a toddler is literally like taking you for everything you have right now. And it was the character, it was
Yes.
like them speaking gibberish. Like, just like, and I said, I understand. I
Girl,
understand.
take
Like,
me
not you
forever.
talking
And
about
I
you want a
like,
second child, but it's like, but why? Like, 'cause you over here pulling your hair out.
Edge is gone.
Listen. Ain't nothing,
Edge
ain't
is
no edge
gone.
control, because ain't nothing to control.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah,
Who
show yourself grace,
wants
because
another
you
baby?
are, and as you're healing this, as you're growing in the self-awareness with this, you're healing for your ancestors and for your children. You're healing for your mother and your grandmother, seven
Yes.
generations back and seven generations forward. So listen, that's enough to be proud of. Even though we
Okay.
want to quit sometimes, like,
It's a lot.
I don't want to do this. I don't want it.
Who told you to put me on the Strongest Soldiers list? Because I ain't signed up for that.
Right. So Yeah, but that's real, and that's I feel like that's a lot of people going through that. And even for people that are listening that aren't parents, you know, that aren't or even maybe have kids that are, you know, maybe they're empty nesters, maybe their kids are away, can still relate, because the perfectionism, the wanting, the overachieving, the high achieving energy that we have, like you said, a lot of it comes from the childhood. And even our experiences, or maybe even just from seeing someone we're close to, and their experiences, and not wanting to like repeat that, wanting to again feel some sense of control.
But
So, and again, that again leads to like the imposter syndrome, because that doubt comes from, because listen, we can't like perfectionism, like we can't be, you know, like we can't be perfect.
we
Because
can't.
there's so many circumstances, there's so many variables that we cannot control. So even if we are literally like reading from the script, guess what? Everything else might throw us for a freaking loop, and we like then what? So we flow.
Right.
We surrender. That's the key word. Surrender.
Surrender.
All right, listen, it is what it is. 'Cause I can waste a whole lot of energy trying to control it, but can I? Like, is it really ever gonna happen? So what's the next best thing? If you can't motherfreaking beat 'em, we gonna motherfreaking
Get with
try.
them.
So, yeah.
It's hard.
I love it when we get on here, because sometimes, like, you know, I know we have like all these topics we want to talk about. And sometimes, like, I feel like the episode ends up being better than I expected to. Like, we
Most
get
definitely.
deeper than, you know, because I was thinking, like, okay, what am I going to say about that? Like, we didn't plan this, you know, us just having a conversation. So, I really love this space. It's real authentic, and I feel like a lot of people need that. A lot of people are looking for safe spaces and authenticity in their tribe. And we could be weird,
And a
we
lot
could
of people
be
don't even have it
funny.
in their tribe because this
What'd you
we
say?
can a lot of people don't have safe spaces within their own tribe because a lot of people don't really have a
Correct.
tribe. They think it's their tribe, but it's really not.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, and that's a whole nother topic, because a lot of people ain't even be authentic to themselves. So of course you're not finding your tribe. Of course you don't feel you got a safe space, because you're not a safe space within yourself. You're not being authentic to yourself. So how can you attract your tribe when
Right.
you're not showing up in your full authenticity? You attracting people that are attracted to your watered down version, to maybe
Right.
people that like you when you make yourself small. But if we not being our authentic selves, like, yeah, ain't no tribe. Not for real.
Ain't no tribe.
You may have a tribe for a time, but it's probably just, it's not gonna last.
It ain't gonna last at all. Real talk, it's not gonna last, y'all. If the people
So
ain't meant for you, baby, they're gonna get booted.
and we'll, because we're more than midway into 2024, and we should only want what is fully aligned with us. And the only way we're going to attract our tribe, our community, that divine connection, whether it's in friendships, partnership, romantic, or whatever, our purpose, like really diving into that, is if we show up in our full authenticity.
That's it.
Because I think about, and
That's
I'm like, I listen, I'm too lazy. Like, I'm too lazy to be somebody else. I done did that for too long. And when I think about the mental space that I was in, it is draining to me. because I'm like, I had friends, but I wasn't like, no. Because there were so many parts of me that I just felt like I couldn't share because I was afraid of being judged, and really it wasn't other people judging me. Of course they did, but it was really me judging. Like, it was a whole lot of mental drama, and that is just draining. Like,
Right.
no, I don't want to go back.
No, don't go back.
I don't want it. And I don't want that for y'all.
No, I don't want that for y'all at all.
And it's still
At all.
something we navigate because, like, as we transition, as we shift, as we level up, we're becoming new versions of ourselves. So then, in a sense, we're still students of life, right? So, like, it's still gonna take adjustment periods because then we might meet new people and we show up in new environments and things that are unfamiliar. So, of course, there's gonna be these learning curves again to kind of navigate in these new spaces
Right.
with this new version of ourselves. So
It takes time.
it's not like a ending thing like, oh, I found my tribe in this. Guess what? You're gonna shift again. You're gonna learn something new and it's gonna expand you in a way that like blows your mind. And those people that
Blows
you
your
were just
mind.
with may not resonate for you no more. They may
You
not
might be looking
align
at
with
your
you no
friend
more.
sideways.
Listen, I went on a spiritual retreat and wrote down all the things that I wanted to release that did not serve me. I ain't ran my marriage, but guess what? A week later, my marriage started to fall apart.
Yeah, you said
And
that.
I did not like, I was like, wait a minute, I didn't write my marriage, but guess what? All those things that I wrote down was attached to my marriage.
But guess what? It was healing to you.
And we flow. We surrender. Because ain't nothing else we could do. If we resist, resistance is the worst thing you can do. That is the worst thing you can do. That's how we develop anxiety. That's how we develop depression. That's how we get to, ideations. That's because we're resisting. So stop resisting and just flow.
That, hey, that way.
This was good, though. Is there anything you feel like you need to release from what we've talked about, or any insights? Oh well, I mean, we didn't really talk about how. Well, I mean, no, we did. How we kind of shifted. It's just really challenging the thought behind these, the perfectionism and the imposter syndrome, and really challenging it, reframing it, and taking baby steps to. How, like, what do we need to do to be in this energy? An energy of flow, an energy of surrender. But again, it starts with the awareness. So you're probably gonna have to dig into that childhood trauma. You're probably gonna have to dig in and talk to that
Dig
inner
deep, baby.
child. But I mean, I hope that, I mean, we kind of went into a little coaching session here, but I mean, I pray that you took something that you can use.
Right. Definitely
Something to
is.
shift.
And hopefully this helps somebody out, because I know a lot of moms
Yeah.
are out there struggling with it, and they keep stuff silent. But yo, you don't have to be silent. You have people here.
And you're not alone, yeah. Hey, tribe.
You're not alone.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I mean, with that, I say we are complete. What do
We're
you say?
complete, y'all. I feel like that.
Then until next time, stay triggered.
Stay triggered, y'all.